TalkTheTalkCavision.com.
Greetings, America. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. I practice my pharmacy in Boulder, Colorado. I practice nutritional pharmacy in Boulder, Colorado, using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you've come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and psoriasis and acne and fibromyalgia, digestive ailments of all kinds, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous, but what is in the world of the body and biology, simply standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a forgiving and healing system. It regenerates itself on a moment-to-moment basis. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis. And while it may seem miraculous, this renewing system is really nothing more than business as usual. It's the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, health challenges that you or your loved ones may be facing, if you want to get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here to help you out. On The Bright Side, our phone number is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. You can also email me, ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. If you want to learn more about the longevity products via the web, if you want to join me in my mission to help educate the world about the power of nutritional supplementation, you can get to my website, brightsideben.com. brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart up if you are interested in any of the products that you hear us talking about on the program, or if you want to check out the videos. We've got some good information up there via video and also via article. And of course, you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and somebody will get back to you if you have questions or if you want to join me in my personal mission to help educate the world about the power of nutritional supplementation. Well, thanks so much for being here, folks. It's great to be here on The Bright Side every day, 5 days a week on the Genesis Communication Network. We have so much to talk about. I have to apologize because I only get about probably 20% of the stuff I want to talk about out in an hour program. I'm thinking of doing a seminar somewhere, a talk somewhere. One of the things that I've been doing for the last 16 years is doing presentations, and they usually last about 4 or 5 hours, and we get to really dig deep into some of these ideas and take your questions. If anybody out there has any ideas about some cities or towns that you'd like me to show up in, I'm open to all ideas. I'm thinking of doing a talk probably in August or September in the San Francisco Bay Area, but if you guys have any other places that you want me to come by and maybe do a presentation, I'd love to hear I'd love to get your input as well at ben@ksco.com. You know, it's kind of funny about good health. We've been conditioned to believe that taking care of ourselves is something that's a struggle. But it turns out that the body has a certain wisdom built into it, and it will attach pleasure to certain good things, to what the body wants it will attach pleasure to, specifically around certain foods and food combinations, so that if you want to lose weight or you want to control your eating behaviors, if you want to incorporate a good nutritional supplement program, if you do certain things, the body will perceive that as pleasure and it will encourage you to do those things. For example, if you blend oils and protein together, we're always talking about mixing oils and protein in smoothies or mixing oils and protein together for foods. If you blend oils and protein together, you're going to have an extremely satisfying combination. The same is true with vegetables and oils. You'll have a satisfying combination. There'll be a sense of satiety. Even if you're looking for some kind of snack, if you are not the kind of person that would typically eat vegetables, if you take a vegetable that has a little bit of sweetness, say a bell pepper, and you mix some good oil with it, like maybe flaxseed oil or coconut oil or almond oil or macadamia nut oil. I've really been liking macadamia nut oil lately. If you mix the oil with the spices and the vegetables, you'll find that it is extremely satisfying. The combination of spices, and I'm including salt and pepper in that, the combination of salt and pepper and different spices with oil and with vegetables and with protein hits all the right buttons in the brain and induces a sense of satiety. That means satisfaction. Think about all the foods that we love. They're always combinations of fats and sugars and salts. The perfect example of that combination of fat and sugar and salt is the famous chip. Everybody loves chips. Corn chips, potato chips, Doritos, Fritos. You know how big the chip industry is? It is a $100 billion business. And then, of course, there's French fries. Quite possibly the single most nutritionally disgusting food on the planet is a French fry. And think about how often we supersize our French fries. It would be tough to think of a food that has more downside than French fries, although you could probably make a case for the potato chip, which is somewhat similar. There's an article in the New England Journal of Medicine that came out last month that really breaks down the connection between weight gain and specifically French fries. Apparently, it doesn't take much French fries to cause weight issues. Doctors studied over 100,000 people over a 22-year period, and French fries were the worst offender, surprise, surprise, and potato chips were right up there in terms of weight gain per gram of food. Potato products, in general, are especially offensive when it comes to snack foods because the potato has a lot of little tiny microscopic spaces in it based on its chemistry, so it can absorb a lot of oil. And then when they throw in the spices and God knows what other kinds of flavor enhancers they use, you've got a food that hits all of our buttons, our need for sugar, our need for fat, and our need for salt. We are hardwired for fat and sugar and salt, but in a natural way, not in a processed food way. And this is key point number one. Our taste buds are being tweaked in ways that take advantage of our natural drives. We are being chemically manipulated through our food in ways that provide taste stimulations for food that shouldn't be providing any taste stimulation at all. Crap foods are activating our taste buds and making us want more and more of them because our taste buds are being manipulated. Our taste buds want to have certain kinds of foods, and by chemical manipulation, crappy foods can provide that kind of taste bud satiety, taste bud satisfaction. And that brings us to point number two, which is that we can learn to outsmart the manipulation. We don't have to be manipulated if we figure out that we're being manipulated. By giving ourselves what our body really wants, we'll be activating the pleasure centers in the brain and the satiety centers, and we'll be able to withstand our cravings. This is so important, people. Our body, our brain, and our body are looking for certain things. They're looking for oils, and they're looking for protein. Our brain and our bodies are looking for oil. They're looking for protein. They're looking for salt. They're looking for spices. Not necessarily in French fries and Doritos. They're looking for them in vegetables, which have long, complex sugars, which have a sort of sweet kind of taste to them, mixed with good oils like olive oil, macadamia nut oil, flaxseed oil, whatever. And by the way, never skimp on oils. This idea of low fat has done more to destroy our health than almost any other canard, almost any other nutritional myth out there. Don't skimp on oil. They're very, very important. Good oils are going to be dense, they're going to be active, and they're going to be fresh, and you will be seriously upregulating your body's chemistry. And when you start to take in good oils, you'll be simultaneously killing off cravings for ice cream, for pizza, for potato chips, and for French fries. See what we're talking about here, folks? Outsmarting the manipulation. Outsmarting our addictive drives for oil, for spices, and for sugars. Or oil and salt, I should say, and for sugars. Make sure you're getting spices, too, by the way. And if you're going to use salt, use Celtic sea salt or Himalayan salt. Celtic sea salt's probably a little better all these days. although these days we don't really know what's going on in the ocean. Himalayan stuff is this salt that's actually called halite, which has a smaller spectrum of minerals than Celtic sea salt, but it's still pretty good. I like the Celtic sea salt better. We'll continue this discussion on outsmarting the manipulation when we come back from our break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. We will be back after this break. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677 and ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We are back on The Bright Side. I am nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're here every day, 5 days a week. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time on the Genesis Communication Network and on radio stations around the country. We have our archives up on brightsideben.com. You can get to any shows 24/7. And if you want to learn more about the Longevity products, you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. Of course, you can always call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Debbie, I think, at 866-735-2470. If you want to talk to me today, our number is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. I get so sick of hearing people saying, oh, I could never supplement, or, oh, I just can't get off the French fries. Michelle Obama was doing a talk on the importance of good nutrition a couple months ago, and she said she was addicted to French fries. And the point is that we're all addicted to French fries because we have certain drives that are being manipulated. Food chemists know how to manipulate things. I've been in the skincare business for almost 30 years now. And I know in the skincare world, we know how to manipulate skincare products so you think that you rub your skincare product on and something's happening to your skin. There's all kinds of ingredients cosmetic chemists have at their disposal to make people think something's happening to their skin when really nothing's happening. Well, the same thing is true about food. Food chemists know how to push our buttons. We have certain hardwired drives for fats. We have certain hardwired drives for sugars. We have certain hardwired drives for salt. And it's impossible, unless you have the willpower of a Zen martial artist or a Navy SEAL, it is impossible to withstand the drives for these sugars and these fats, these oils, and the salt. And that's why people are addicted to French fries. That's why people are addicted to potato chips. That's why people are addicted to corn chips. That's why we can't stop eating the snack food. It's because we have these hardwired drives, and willpower is not going to work. So what do? We have to learn to outsmart the drives. We have to learn to give ourselves good oil, good spices to replace all the salt, and good protein to replace the sugar. Sugar and protein should be considered equivalent. That is, when you're craving sugar, go for protein. Oils, bad oils should be considered equivalent to essential fatty acid rich oils. So when you're craving something oily or something fat like ice cream or milk or cheese, go for essential fatty acids. When you're craving salt, not that there's anything wrong with real good salt like Celtic sea salt or Himalayan salt, but if you're craving some kind of salty food, get yourself into some kind of mineral-rich salt or some kind of combination of salt and pepper and spices. This is outsmarting your drives, and that way you'll be able to wean yourself off of some of these snack foods and off of these food addictions that we have without using willpower. The flavors and spices, by the way, are extremely satisfying, especially when they're combined with oils. One of the really cool things about oil and oils in general is oils make foods taste better. They enhance the flavor of foods. Anytime you mix oil with something, and by oil, I'm talking about coconut oil, I'm talking about butter, I'm talking about essential fatty acid rich oils like flaxseed oil or chia oil or hemp seed oil. When you mix oils with anything else, the flavor of whatever you mix the oil with becomes enhanced. Oils make all foods taste better. Oils have an activating effect on flavors. They help flavors spread along the taste buds on your tongue. And this is very important. Oils also enhance absorption and solubility of the fatty components that are in foods, especially the fatty components that are in spices, and especially the fatty components that are in vegetables. Both vegetables and spices are rich, are dense with active medicinal compounds. And these active medicinal compounds tend to be oily or fatty, so-called fat soluble. In chemistry, we use the word lipophilic, lipo for fat, philic for loving. Something that dissolves in oil is said to be lipophilic. Well, spices and vegetables are rich in lipophilic substances, and this has a lot of implications when it comes to our digestive and our dietary health. For example, if you have any kind of fat absorption problem, and you know if you've been listening to this program, we're always talking about fat absorption problems. If you have any fat absorption problem, you are going to have a difficult time getting these plant nutrients, these phytonutrients that are lipophilic out of vegetables. For example, if you hold up some celery and look at it, it doesn't look like there's much fat in that celery, but wherever you see color, chances are you've got some kind of fat-soluble lipophilic component. And if you have a fat absorption problem, you're not going to get the benefit of those fat-soluble components, those lipophilic components that are in vegetables. Those lipophilic components in vegetables have a huge, huge, huge role to play in health, especially skin health. So if you combine the oils, if you combine your vegetables with some of these oils, you're going to be able to pre-dissolve some of these active materials in vegetables and make them easier for the digestive system to get at the good stuff. So simply by pouring your oil on top of your vegetables and letting them sit, or if you apply a little bit of steam or a little bit of heat, or you heat your vegetables with a little bit of butter. Don't use too much heat, because too much heat's not a good thing, but just a tiny, tiny little pinch of heat or a little bit of steam, combining the oil with the vegetables, will help dissolve some of that, or pre-dissolve some of that lipophilic material that's in the vegetables. You know, when we eat vegetables, only a tiny little fraction, maybe less than 1% of the carrot or the tomato or the eggplant or the pepper, whatever vegetable we're eating, only a tiny fraction of a percentage is getting absorbed into the body. Most of the carrot or the tomato is water and fiber, and you just excrete it all out. Less than 1% of that vegetable is active medicinal material. And most of that, less than 1%, is fat soluble. You may have heard of terms like phytosterols and carotenes and flavonoids. Sterols and carotenes and flavonoids are actually the main groups of plant nutrients, of phytonutrients, that are found in vegetables. And they're there in extremely tiny percentages, fractions of a percent. And anything we can do to maximize their penetration and absorption is going to be key. If we have any digestive issues at all, from burping to heartburn to diarrhea to constipation to cramping to nausea and vomiting, whatever, if we have any digestive issues at all, putting a little bit of oil on top of your vegetables is going to make it easier for the body to access those nutrients. And as I say, those nutrients are especially important for skin health, especially important for anti-aging of the skin. They serve a protective role in the skin. They serve a protective role for the plant. The reason they're in there is because they're protecting the plant from bugs and from the environment and from the sun. And when we eat those nutrients, they serve a protective role for our skin. In other words, the same thing they do for the plants, specifically protecting the plants from the environment, they do for us. In this case, they protect our skin. Using oils and vegetables and spices together is good on many levels. Most important thing is that they will allow us to hit all the appropriate satiety, satisfaction, pleasure buttons in the brain in exactly the same manner that French fries do, in exactly the same manner as chips do. What sounds better? Or what do you think would be better for the body? Eating a piece of carrot with some good oil and a lot of spices and salt and pepper, or a French fry? To the body, to the brain, it's the same thing. To the brain, you're hitting the satiety center, the pleasure center, with both of those foods. But to the body, you're getting a heck of a lot more benefit from the vegetable and the good oil and the spices. That's what I'm talking about here, folks. Outsmarting our drives. Outsmarting the manipulators. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number today is 866-582-9933. We will be back with more good health information right after this.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature. The blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere. Where else? It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Question. Can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security, Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Cam writes he wants to be on a basic nutritional wellness program. No acute problems to speak of. 44 years old, broken down athlete, played football, rugby in college, chronic back pain. He wants just a basic program, and I know there's a lot of folks out there who want a basic program. You don't have any particular health issues. You may be getting to be in your 30s and 40s, and you're starting to notice the general kinds of aches and pains and things you used to be able to do. You can't do as much. So if you're looking for just a basic program, there's a couple things that you want to think about. Number one, most important, even more important than what you are doing, is what you shouldn't be doing, and that is the refined carbohydrates and the processed foods. And I can't stress this enough. We all have to figure out a way to reduce our intake of refined carbohydrates and processed foods. And by the way, one of the worst kinds of processed foods, certainly processed sugars and grains are bad, but probably the worst processed foods are processed meats like bologna and salami and the stuff that comes in the Oscar Mayer packages and the stuff that we feed our kids and deli meats. Those are probably the single worst foods that we eat on a regular basis. Not that I'm absolving refined carbohydrates and cereals, but the dramatic nature of the poisons that are in processed meats is so overwhelming, it's almost mind-boggling. You know how they make these salamis and deli turkey meats that we eat? They take only God knows what kind of meat, and they liquefy it. They put all kinds of chemicals in it to turn it into this kind of mush, and then they run it through a processor or an extruder to tighten it up, and then they squeeze it real tight and get all the water, a lot of the water out of it, not all of it, but a lot of the water out, and then they slice it up and they call it turkey. Go to Arby's sometime. Don't eat the Arby's, but just buy a 33-cent, or they got them for less than a dollar now, these Arby's sandwiches, and just look at the meat, and you tell me what that thing looks like. If that looks like a piece of meat, then I got a bridge I want to sell you somewhere in Brooklyn, because I'm telling you, folks, the stuff that is required to turn a piece of cow into an Arby's roast beef whatever is so chemical-laden and so poisonous that it is really mind-boggling. That is the worst things that we have. That's the worst of the foods that we have to eliminate. But all processed foods really should be eliminated. And once again, you don't want to try to use willpower to do it. So, Cam, first and foremost, you want to be laying off the refined carbohydrates, laying off any kind of refined oil and refined meats or refined proteins. And secondly, we want to make sure that we're getting high amounts of protein and high amounts of essential fatty acids, and then the bulk of our calories should be provided through vegetables. So high amounts of concentrated protein. I like the protein powders the best because you really know what you're getting. Slender FX from Youngevity, or the Suzanne Summers protein shake from Youngevity, or find a good whey protein product at the health food store. Stay away from GNC and Vitamin Shoppe and these health food stores that are corporate owned and are chains, because you never know what you're getting there either. Try to stick to a locally owned health food store where you either know the owner or you know the people that work there, and look for generic whey protein or generic hemp seed protein or some kind of quality protein. Be careful with the soy. If you if you're looking for good fats, you want a blend of omega-3 and omega-6. They're both important. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about this controversy around fish oil that seems to be swirling. But in any case, you want to make sure you're getting omega-3 fats and omega-6 fats. I like the Youngevity's Ultimate EFAs, which is a pre-blend omega-6 and omega-3. If you want a liquid pre-blend omega-6 and omega-3, my favorite one is called Udo's Blend, and that's spelled U-D-O-S, Blend, B-L-E-N-D. Make sure you're getting a pound of vegetables for every 50 pounds of body weight, and then make sure you're getting your micronutrients. Those are your macronutrients, your protein, your fat, and vegetables. Those are considered macronutrients, things that you need to be getting ounces of. And then there's the micronutrients, things that you need to be getting milligrams or sometimes grams or micrograms of, and those include the water-soluble vitamins B and C. One of the main reasons I like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is because it gives you a low, steady state level of water-soluble nutrients. Let me tell you something about the B complex, by the way. Whenever they do studies on starvation, they find that that animals who are starving for calories have the same kind of behaviors as animals who are starving for B vitamins. So if you're missing B vitamins, you're going to think you're hungry. Listen to this, folks. If you're missing B vitamins, your body is going to send you on a one-pointed, one-focused hunt for calories, because to the body, calories and vitamins are linked. Back in the days when we were growing up on the African savannah, when we got calories, we got vitamins. So there's a link made in the body between calories and vitamins. So when we're missing vitamins, especially the B vitamins, which are used up really quickly, when we're missing B vitamins, our body will send us on a one-pointed hunt for calories. That's the feeling that we get an hour after we eat a big meal and we're all full and satisfied, the feeling we get an hour later when we're looking in the refrigerator for something else to eat. I'm sure everybody's had that feeling. That's an example of how the body confuses the lack of nutrients for a lack of calories. So by giving yourself this steady state, low level, liquid infusion of B vitamins, especially because the B vitamins are burnt up so quickly, you'll find that you're eating less food. And that's one of the main reasons why I like this Beyond Tangy Tangerine so much. So you, as far as your micronutrients, get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Get perhaps on the Ultimate Classic, which is a good source of liquid minerals. You want to make sure that you're getting a good, well-rounded multiple vitamin supplement. If you can find a powdered multiple vitamin supplement, you can put it in water and drink it. That's better than the pills. And then make sure you're getting your fat-soluble nutrients, fat-soluble vitamins, which you can remember by the acronym DEEK, D-E-E-K. A-K. Now, there's a lot of other things you can take. You can take probiotics, which are good bacteria for the digestive system. You can take enzymes, digestive enzymes, which have multiple roles to play in good health. There's all kinds of extra kinds of nutrients like resveratrol, which is a very powerful antioxidant that's found in grapes, or some people like to take this stuff called phosphatidylserine, which is a nutritional supplement that's important for the stress response and also for memory. There's a lot of little extra things that you could take, but they're not as critical as the raw basics: protein, essential fatty acids, vegetables, micronutrients in terms of minerals, and water-soluble vitamins and fat-soluble vitamins. If you had to throw one more supplement in there, I would tell you to throw in some probiotics, which are the good bacteria. I love the Biolumin Nightly Essence from Youngevity. Or you can, and I should say, you can add in digestive enzymes, which have multiple roles to play in good health, aside from being great for the digestive system. So it's not that complicated, really. It's avoiding certain things and making sure that you're putting in certain things, especially your water-soluble vitamins, your fat-soluble vitamins, protein, essential fatty acids, vegetables, and then perhaps probiotics and digestive enzymes. Okay, our number is 866-582-9933. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Robert in Texas, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dan. I just want to say, I recently started listening to your show, and man, you rock. You're very informative and really, really
Thank
helpful.
You. Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, I got a couple questions. I'll be real fast. For meals, because like I work outside all day. I do hard labor all day. And I was just curious, what foods do I incorporate in every meal? Like how much protein, fat, and carbs?
Are you a big guy? How big are you? How big are you, Robert?
Yeah, 190.
190, how tall?
5'10".
Okay, so are you muscular, would you say?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. So here's what you want to do. Every meal should start off with protein. I like protein powder. At 190 pounds, you want to look at roughly about anywhere from 100 to 200 grams of protein a day. So if you want to be on the low end, you're looking about an ounce with every meal. Hang tight, Robert. I've got to take a break, but I want to get to your question. It's a good one. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuse. You're listening to The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is our number. We'll take a break and come back right after this. Don't go away.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We were talking, myself and the producer during the break here, about how there's an extremism associated with health, and I don't want The Bright Side to be an extremist show. I want this to be about just overall good health. We don't have to be like Jack LaLanne pulling a tugboat in San Francisco Bay at age 80. That's not the point of this stuff. The point of this stuff is that we shouldn't have to be interfacing with drugs, we shouldn't have to be interfacing with doctors, and we shouldn't have to have any of our organs removed because of silly, crappy, wasted lifestyle habits that we've been convinced or conditioned into believing that we have to incorporate, things like eating French fries or eating Cheerios for breakfast. The point of The Bright Side is that we can live vital, powerful, non-extremist, normal lives, and we could be healthy and vibrant till the day we kick off. And that is the point of The Bright Side. There's nothing extremist about this stuff, folks. It's just a simple matter of putting good stuff in and being happy and healthy and whole. We don't have to be crazy. We don't have to be Jack LaLanne. We could just be happy and healthy and not have to suffer from every little cold that comes around or have to worry about high blood pressure or heart disease or, God forbid, cancer or the things that most of us have to worry about when it comes to taking care of our health. We're talking to Robert in Texas. And Robert, are you there?
Yes, sir.
I really appreciate your call because you don't have to be sick to benefit from nutrition, folks. You don't have to be sick. You could be healthy. You could be strong. You could be vital. You could still experience the benefits of a good nutritional supplement program and incorporating some of these healthy lifestyle habits. So, Robert, you sound like a healthy, strong, vital guy. 190, 510, you're strong. Here's what you want to do. Up your protein. That means for a guy who weighs 190 pounds, half a gram to a gram per pound of body weight. If you're training for a marathon, you're a football player, you're a wrestler, then you're going to want to go to the high end. If you're just a regular guy, then you're going to be towards the low end. So we'll just say 100 grams or so a day of protein. That means about 30 grams for three meals per meal, 33 grams per meal, 3 grams a day. That's a scoop of protein. Start off all your meals with a scoop of powdered protein. Whey is the best. If you have a problem with whey, go to hemp seed. There's a few other ones, too, but whey's the best. So start off all your meals with a scoop of whey protein powder. Mix in a good essential fatty acid-rich oil with it. The combination of oil and protein is extremely satisfying. You'll find yourself eating less crappy food further down the downstream during your meal. So starting off your meals with protein and essential fatty acids is step number one. If you do the capsules, get the Youngevity Ultimate EFA. If you do the liquid that you pour in, you can pour it on your salad. You can pour it in the protein, make a smoothie with it. Use Udo's blend. There's a lot of them out there. I just like Udo's blend the best. Udo Erasmus, by the way, the guy who puts his name on Udo's blend, wrote the Bible of fats. It's called Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill. And it's the absolute Bible reference source on essential fatty acids and fats in general. For anybody who wants to learn more about essential fats, his name is Udo Erasmus. The last name is spelled E-R-A-S-M-U-S. And the book is an absolute treasure trove of information about essential fats. So anyway, he puts his name on a product called Udo's Blend. Mix it in with protein. Now you've got your protein and your fat. You began the meal. Now, the bulk of your calories for all meals should be from vegetables, whatever vegetables you like. And try to mix them all up. Kale, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, carrots, tomatoes, whatever. And I know technically a lot of these are fruits, by the way, but just for our purposes here, we'll refer to them as vegetables. Salads, try to do a pound, a 1 pound salad 2 or 3 times a day. 50 pounds of body weight should be 1 pound of vegetables. So that's almost four pounds of vegetables for you. A pound and a third salad 3 times a day will meet your needs. Mix spices and oils with your veggies. The combination of spices and oils and veggies is extremely satisfying, and you'll find that you're not craving the desserts and all the other foods that we like to eat at the end of our meals.
Well,
and then eggs are great. Did you say eggs?
No, I was going to ask you, fatty acids, do I do the recommended dose or do
no,
I
just... No, fats are very tricky. I'm going to talk about fats tomorrow, so listen in, but fats are very tricky because nobody knows how much fats you need and nobody knows how much omega-6s you need or how much omega-3s you need, and there's other fats that are not essential fats, but they're still good for us. So nobody really knows about fats, and here's how you're going to dose. This is my recommendation for dosing with fats. Blend your omega-6 fats with your omega-3 fats and take in as much oil and as much fat as you need to kill oil and fat cravings. So that if you find yourself craving cheese or butter or french fries or chips during the day, up your essential fatty acid liquid or pills. If you're taking 3 pills a day and you find you're still craving fatty foods, go to 6 pills a day. If you find you're still craving fatty foods, go to 9 pills a day. Or if you're doing the oils, go from 1 tablespoon to 2 tablespoons to 3 tablespoons. In fact, there's 3 main ways that you can tell that you've met your fat needs for the day. Number one, the easiest way, is you shouldn't have fat cravings. People think I'm kidding, but you won't want ice cream anymore. You won't be able to eat more than 1 or 2 french fries anymore. You have no way you could eat any potato chips or corn chips, even if you're looking at that bucket or whatever they put the potato chips in. You're not going to be able to eat more than 1 or 2 max. And that's how you know you've met your need for essential fats. Here's a couple other things or a couple other ways you can tell. For women, if you have menstrual cramps, you want to treat that as an essential fatty acid deficiency. And the third way that you can tell that you've met your need for fats is your skin will not require moisturizer anymore. If you're one of those people that needs a moisturizer, chances are you've got a fat deficiency, especially around essential fatty acids. So there's no real quick way to answer your question on that, but you can't overdose. So I prefer my clients to take more fats than less fats because it's very difficult to overdose on them. So try 3 tablespoons, 2 or 3 tablespoons with every meal and see where you're at. See if that kills your fat cravings. If you need more, you need more. That's the way you want to do that. And I thought you were talking about eggs before. Eggs are an amazing, amazing, amazing food. But the problem with eggs is a couple problems. Number one, if you cook your eggs, you're going to start to break down the fats. And if you mix up the yolk, that's where a lot of those good oils are, you're really going to destroy the fats then. So if you're going to do the eggs, the best way is to crack a raw egg into a smoothie. That way you upregulate or you upvalue the nutritional components. You get more nutritional value out of the smoothie by cracking a raw egg in there. Plus, there are components in eggs that help fats get absorbed. So the combination of eggs and essential fatty acid oils is really nice because it increases the body's ability to utilize those fats. Plus, it makes your smoothie taste nice and creamy because it pulls all the oil and the water components in together. It acts as a nice emulsifying agent. If you don't want to do raw eggs, do poached eggs or soft boiled. Then you want to make sure you're getting two kinds of vitamins. Your liquid vitamins, that's the B complex and vitamin C in liquids. So the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or some other equivalent kind of liquid vitamin, liquid B and liquid C, so you're drinking them. The Bs and the Cs require a watery medium for absorption. If you take a pill, your body's going to have to dissolve it, and it's going to have to turn it into a liquid for you to get the absorption. If you drink it, then you give the body less work to do, and then on at least semi-daily basis, daily's nice, but you can miss a day here and there, make sure you're getting vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin A, and vitamin K. And there's different dosages on that. And if you shoot me an email, I'll help you out with that because we're running out of time. And you had a quick question you want to ask me there?
Yeah, one more question. Okay, yeah. The vitamins are, I take Emergency throughout the day. Is that a good supplement, you think?
It's not great. I'll tell you what's wrong. You're talking about the brand name Emergency?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the problem with it, I think they use corn syrup or they use some kind of sweetener in there that's not great. Because it tastes really sweet. It's good for emergencies, though. It's real good for emergencies. I just don't know if it has enough nutrients in there to provide you with a good dose of the B-complex and C. It's certainly better than nothing. It's a little bit pricey, and I think they put a little bit more sugar in there that sounds good to me. But it's still better than nothing. If that's what you got, stick with it, because it is a good source of B-complex and vitamin C and then some electrolytes as well. You're getting some potassium in there, too, and a few other things. So it's not bad. It's just a little pricey, and it might be a little bit too sweet. Does that answer your question?
That tangy tangerine, would that
it's
be
not
a
as sweet. Yes. It's more cost effective, and it's not as sweet as the Emergency. It's along the same lines, though, but it has a lot more nutrition than the Emergency. That's another thing. It's more cost effective, it has a lot more nutrients, and it's not as sweet. If you have the Emergency, use it, but I like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's all the time we got for today, Robert. Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it. If you were on hold, I'm so sorry I didn't get to you, but we'll be back tomorrow at 866-582-9933. Thanks so much to our listeners. Thanks so much to our callers. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. We will talk to you all later. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. Bye for now.
Have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.